My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Well, that's not very good. That was a bad day at the ballpark yesterday. We'll get to that coming up because it's kind of hard to comment. Now, I saw damn near every pitch yesterday, but it's hard for one of us to comment when they don't have power. More on that coming up at 640. Right now, 271,790, I beg your pardon, without power, including, what, three of the four in the room? Is that right there, Mitch? You got power?
I do not.
75% of this show does not have power. So we are sympathizing with you. At least Lima got a shower yesterday over at the in-laws. So you had that going for you.
Maybe the fans can tell me what happened during the Guardians
game. Was, you know what? I don't know if they really want to regale you with the stories. Because it was a harrowing experience, to say the least. Another harrowing experience was the reactions. I think there's been a bit of a ping pong here. Now, I can't go based on just social media here, so some folks are going to have to help me out. I'm sure by now, it came out yesterday in mid-afternoon. I'm sure by now a lot of you have seen the artist renderings of in the video of what a new stadium, the concept stadium, looks like over in Brick Park.
Wait, that was a video?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you don't have any kind of internet connection and the cell phone.
You just thought it was a still shot.
And the cell phone reception is horrendous. It was like the plus. Whenever, I don't know if you have the same setup on your phone.
I have no idea.
Anytime there's a G and then a plus.
Okay.
It is intermittent at best. So I kept getting texts.
It should be a minus. It shouldn't be a plus.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. Plus should be good. Not bad.
That sounds bad. You were getting texts on the video?
I was getting texts about the video. And everyone's like, holy cow, can you believe this? And obviously there were so much reaction on whether or not it was good or bad or Cleveland football. I'm like, I am not getting any video. I can barely get through this.
Well, did you see it this morning? That
I finally did, yeah.
What'd you think?
I was blown away.
Yeah.
I was totally blown away. What an incredible, as renderings go, and in Cleveland we've seen a lot of renderings over the years for all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm.
As renderings go, I don't know how you wouldn't get excited about that.
So it was, well, there was a lot of people who were excited, but there were plenty of people, you know, when I saw the reactions, again, on social media to the Browns and then to myself, I was wondering, you know, how people feel that it was actually really real. I think there were some people who were excited about the concept of it, and then when they see that this is a real possibility, and it seems that, I don't mean to take anything from our buddy Andrew Filippone. It seems like this thing's at the 1-yard line. And while the letter from Dave Jenkins, the chief operating officer, executive vice president of the Browns, it mentions still working with the city and things of that nature. The video is the video, and there's a reason why they put out the video, for crying out loud here. I mean, it seems to be that this is where it's going to go, that the stadium's going to be in Brook Park. And there's a couple explanations, and there's a couple of things that I'm going to get off my chest here in a second about this entire situation. However, when the stadium got, when the concept of the stadium was unveiled, there were people who were upset about quote-unquote corporate welfare, tax dollars being used for it, things like that. That's a position I'll respect, obviously. I mean, I kind of gave up on that idea long ago with professional sports, but that's obviously an idea that I have to respect. And then there's also the idea, though, of tradition, Cleveland football along the lake. What's going to happen to the Muni and the Pitt and under the bridge and West 3rd and all that stuff? And I'm thinking, yeah, that's just going to go away. They'll find other neighborhoods to make out of the parking lots that they'll have, and there will still be tailgating and things of that nature. But to see the rendering of it, I thought it looked pretty cool. It seems that it's going to be like sunken into the ground, obviously, because you got the planes going nearby, and it's not going to necessarily dominate the landscape. Like when I've driven over there recently, I have kind of envisioned what it would look. I just think this domineering structure. Because, like, you've been through Indianapolis, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could see that thing from miles away on the highway. It is such a large building, Lucas Oil Stadium.
It's the focal point of the entire city.
Now, Minnesota's got some big buildings. I don't know how U.S. Bank fits into the entire landscape.
You don't really see that one because it is downtown in the middle of all of the skyscrapers.
Yeah, it's where the Metrodome was, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, because they had to play over at TCF, now I think Huntington Bank Stadium, while they built the new U.S. Bank Stadium.
When you're near it, it's amazing, but I don't remember seeing it from the highway. We kind of went down with the intent to go to it.
Yeah, Fort Field on the inside's nice, but it kind of just looks like a building. Like, that's next to
it's Comerica, and then you're like, what's that warehouse over there?
Yeah.
Oh, they play football.
Yeah, that's where they play the football. It's like when Tiger Stadium was cool, because when you come up on 75, you'd look over and go, that's a baseball stadium. Like, this looks like a refrigerator warehouse. Like, you would make, like, carrier fridges or Frigidaire or Kelvinators in. Like, that's what you thought. And it's like, oh, that's Tiger Stadium. That's amazing. This... I thought it would be more of a domineering type of figure. It wasn't. It looks like it's going to blend into what looks like a Legacy Village type deal, a Crocker Park type deal, and which is something that seems to be, on the inside, very, very opulent. Very, very nice. There were people on all sides of this. I thought the reaction was a little more mixed on social media than I thought it was going to be, Tone.
Mixed?
Yes.
So, obviously...
A little more mixed.
Yeah, I was a little... I was a little off the grid yesterday, so I was very curious to see what the response would be, because most of my friends that were texting were like blown away. Mm-hmm. They could not believe that we could have something state of the art that could also house Final Fours, potentially a Super Bowl. Who knows? Rock and roll induction ceremony could be here permanently, like it should be. I mean, I just saw WrestleMania. Anything you ever could have wanted, you would think you'd have now an inside track to actually be able to obtain.
Well, they wrote, and Dave Jenkins wrote that in the letter. There were a couple of different points. Now, this is opinion based on anything I've gathered, and you could accuse me of not gathering much. That's fine. There's a lot of folks who are, the people who are on the other side, right? There's the people who are against tax dollars being used for such matters, and I can understand that. I respect that position. I've said many times on the air, Lima, you could say whatever you want, but I'm a radio show host in Cleveland. My life is made on professional sports in the county, in the region. So, yes, as a person who makes his living off of professional sports, it butters my bread. I'm not going to sit there and lie to anybody about that whatsoever. Also, I live in Portage County at the northwest tip. So, again, I work in Cuyahoga County in three different jobs, and there's taxes on that, but I'm not a resident of Cuyahoga County. All that said, the conversations of wanting it downtown, this is my opinion. You need two people to make a deal. You need two sides to make a deal. I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, until they're able to change my mind. It feels very, very underlined strongly to me that the city does not want the Browns playing in downtown Cleveland anymore. They want that land for different uses. They want to put something different there, maybe to develop permanent residency, to maybe put a different permanent workplace there. I don't know what they want to do with it, but it seems to me, it feels to me, by everybody I've spoken to, that the city does not have much interest in keeping the Browns on the lakefront. Now, I don't know what that means as far as the Brook Park deal, because Brook Park buttresses up, that area buttresses up right up to the city of Cleveland. Now, to the people I've talked to,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There has been some idea, and I don't know how long that would go, some idea of, hey, can we work together with the city of Brook Park and the city of Cleveland, and can we come together on an agreement with the city of Cleveland where they kind of take over that land? That's only things I've heard. I don't know how serious that is past this sentence, because there's a lot of red tape you'd have to go through there. But just the from the people I've talked to, the ideas that they've had, I mean, I haven't seen the mayor basically on any of this, guys. Blaine Griffin is basically the acting mayor to all this. I mean, he's been up front and center. He's been having to give answers to maybe things that he might not know all the answers to. He's done the best he can. I know I've been critical of city council in the past. He's doing the best he can with this. I don't know what he can really do and what he can't. And it feels to me as if he's the acting mayor on all this. It just feels to me in a lot of ways, my opinion, that one side just really isn't interested in keeping them there. So for the people who are really, really upset because of playing along the lakefront, their memories tied to it, even though that the really good memories are in a stadium that's right now sitting in Lake Erie, there's not much you can do if one side doesn't seem to really want it to happen that well.
Yeah, it's just not, it hasn't seemed that way because it isn't that way. The city has not really gotten out of the Browns experience, I think, what they would be hoping for. And certainly the next frontier, you know, of a new facility, of which the only way to get any of that accomplished would be, you know, this public-private partnership in which a lot of the tax revenue would have to be dumped right back in to the project. So that's not something that really is going to be all that appealing to the city of Cleveland. Why would it be? And there absolutely have been some other, I just want to, you know, let the record show, there have been other sites that the Browns were willing to wheel and deal. The problem is that there have been some existing property owners. They would need to take over that property from those owners. And those owners have looked at those property, having those properties like it's a lottery ticket. Yeah. You know, they knew exactly what they were doing. And, you know, there definitely has been a lot of consternation on, you know, what the site, what was it, Kenny? Lakeside and East.
We're Channel 3, basically.
Yeah, right around there. There are a bunch of property owners that are like, well, we're not just handing this over.
Yeah.
So buy us out. All right. Well,
Burke Lakefront Airport is actually mentioned in the letter. You want me to read that any?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you can, you guys, you can find this letter. I'm sure we have a link to it at 923thefan.com. You can find it at clevelandbrowns.com. It says from Dave Jenkins here, we have considered not only the Brook Park site, but also other locations for a future dome stadium, including Burke Lakefront Airport, which we have determined with the city of Cleveland is not feasible. It also goes on to mention that they cannot build a dome because of FAA restrictions and economic constraints over the current building that they have right now, which has been discussed. That seems to be the question that everybody keeps asking every single time that we talk about this is like, why can't they build a dome? They tell you every single time why they're not going to build a dome over the stadium that they have now. Apparently, it's just not a possibility for them. So this is kind of what it is. It's either they work something out and they redo the entire stadium that they have right now in downtown Cleveland, or they build the stadium in Brook Park and away we go, and off we go for the next 30 years. You know, I get frustrated because I really just haven't seen the mayor on any of this. You know, the whole state of the city where they had to kind of, it felt like, almost felt like they had to chase him down at the end. I get frustrated about that. There's nothing that says they can't use that land and make it something that works better for the city over the next 30 years. You know, they do this in Oakland all the time with that situation where they're going to invest it. They're going to invest it. Okay, but you're saying these things that you're going to invest. What are you actually going to do? I can't be critical of the investment that you make until there's a return over the next 30 years. Well, I don't know if I don't think I'm going to be talking about Oakland, California when I'm 68 years old. I don't even know if I'm going to be here when I'm 68 years old. So there's not much I can say on that. If you invest it well and there are people that want to work within those parameters, God bless you. Telling you what I see right now.
I have been stunned to see how many people who were always the diehard gatekeeping Browns fans that were like outdoors, those people, so many of them have shifted, so many of them. And the fact that they are being presented a viable alternative that for many people is actually closer. I mean, if you're on the east side, it's not. But if you're on the west side, it's a stadium that's even going to be closer. They've got to be able to fix, you know, getting in, getting out. It's been a nightmare for downtown for so many years.
They did mention ingress and egress in the letter here.
Yeah.
And you know, we love a good ingress and egress.
So wherever they were going to move the stadium, there's going to be pros and cons in terms of travel time, transit, being able to get there. The expansion of the RTA, they're expanding the airport, which is in desperate need. I don't know. Have they ever officially said anything about Hopkins and what's going to happen? I mean, it's been, if it's not official, it's the best kept secret.
I haven't heard anything other than every 3 months, it seems someone drives a car through a gate. So yeah,
there is going to be a massive renovation of the airport, and maybe it's going to be in conjunction with that. So that whole area is going to be big, and it's going to be a live, work, and play area. I know those are buzz terms for urbanists, but that is exactly what it's going to be down the road. I know it's hard for people to understand that today because I kept telling my wife, I'm like, oh, it'll be Crocker Park and Brook Park. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, Crocker Park and Brook Park. It's going to be amazing. People are going to want to live there. They're going to work downtown and live there. Like, that'll be appealing. It'll be safe. It'll be amazing. And it's hard for people to wrap their heads around it today when you look at the existing site and it looks like there's no chance that could ever be cool. It will be. Yeah. I mean, people are really good at doing this. And yeah, there's also a profit turned. That's kind of how this stuff works. That's what spurs economic development. Yeah.
So again,
it has to be some motivation and incentives.
My opinion is just what I've observed. And that opinion and you love to use the term, the benefit of new information. If I get new information, it'll change. But that's what I've observed. And frankly, what I've observed, you know, I've heard rumblings about this for a long time. But really, over the last 3-4 years, that's what I've observed. So, that you take with it what you can. If you want to disagree or you want to say I'm full of it or you want to agree, fine. 216-474-0092. But that's where I stand on it right now. The people who are traditionalists, I understand change is tough. You have memories that are tied to that area. You have memories that are tied to outdoor football. I'm much more understanding of the people talking about public funds, obviously. But that's where it is where, frankly, I think you got to have two to make a deal work. And I don't think one side of it has been as great as what you want it to be, but maybe they are having different plans. I saw the rendering of the possibility of a soccer stadium that someone brought up, which would be, I think, on the south side of the highway of 90, where what people thought a new Brown stadium would be back in the 90s. So maybe that is something that's going to come to fruition. And I'm not trying to sound ridiculous here. If they have a plan, it'd be nice to see their plan. But I think they're going to go ahead and they're going to wait until the Browns actually squeeze the trigger on, okay, fine, we're going to go do the Brook Park thing, and then they can unveil their plans for what they want to do with economic development along the lakefront. And I do hope and pray sincerely that it works over the next 30 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.